Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another hour of global transmission. Taking your phone calls right now. We'll examine a bunch of global and economic news and talk to one of our guests about false flag terror. And is this the start of a launch of Operation Gladio here domestically? I believe so. The evidence points towards that. We've got a very informative guest joining us, Holland van den Nieuwenhoff, coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead and go to Evan in Pennsylvania. Evan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going out there?
It's going all right, my friend.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. I'm so sick and tired of these criminal pieces of trash thinking they run our lives. Didn't this used to be a sovereign nation at one time, sir?
Yeah, but we're run by eugenicists who promised to get control of food and water and poisonous, and most people are brain damaged now, and they're taking over. They're giving illegal aliens their social security numbers and tax IDs, letting them run up bills in our name, and then taking citizens' homes, and the IRS knows it.
Oh, sir, it just makes me sick to no end. I'm a young man. I'm 26, and I say we tell as many people about this stuff as possible. There's overwhelming evidence that these criminals are in our face doing exactly what you're saying there are.
No, they admit it. I mean, I was told this months ago by whistleblowers and was getting the evidence together, and now it's in the Associated Press. But they're like, oh, yeah, we give the illegals cards and let them make billions of dollars and You know, each house gets, hundreds of millions in some cases. And I was reading this. It was worse than whistleblowers told me. But then it's the part about when they use a citizen's ID number sometimes, the IRS knows the citizen's innocent, but we're seen as the target schmuck, shucker, chump. And we know the police and courts are geared to savage citizens. And so then they use that to frame up the citizen and take everything they got. And now the IRS is having a pang of conscience. I mean, that is evil, man. I mean, that is just, who thinks of stuff that's diabolical?
Hey, I don't know, but let me tell you a personal experience I had happen to me. I've been carrying on daily basis up here in Pennsylvania, and I had a stop last month of 10 minutes of the Nazi police telling me that I need to give them ID. Well, I caught it on YouTube, and I got a link to it if you don't mind me saying it.
Yeah, no, everybody wearing their guns in public is so beautiful because 5 years ago they beat you up. Then 3 years ago, they'd arrest you. Now they just want your ID. They're backing off. We were at Bilderberg, and protesters showed up with guns. And let me tell you, everybody, the police got real polite when that happened. And I talked to the people. They weren't provocateurs. And the media that was there didn't know what to say. Hey, folks, we run this country just because a bunch of child-molesting bankers took over doesn't mean we're not taking the country back. Go ahead. Tell us what happened. Tell us the YouTube.
It's Francis Penisack. All one word, no spaces, nothing special. And here what happened is the 10-minute ordeal of them stopping me after they already admit they'd stopped me five times before. And at one point, I kid you not, I have it on video, I have a cop on my left look at me and say, I said, well, shouldn't you be following the Constitution? With a straight face, he says to me, when the president follows the Constitution, I will. And then him and the other officer have a laugh about it. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, no, that's what happens with corruption. Well, everybody else is corrupt. Why shouldn't I? Okay, let me tell you something, cop. They're going to take your pension fund, and they're going to put fluoride in your water, which they're already doing. So you think it's fun to get rid of our protection? Go ahead and find out. It's like going out in space without a spacesuit, okay? And, good. I want to see this video. So it's your name. It's, send it to showtips@infowars.com right now, okay?
Okay, I think I did send it last month to Watson and someone else, but I don't know if they got it or not. And can you give me that one more time?
It's showtips@infowars.com.
Okay, and I'll give it out one more time. It's Francis Penny Sack.
Yeah, that's not the great way to do a video search. What's the name of the video?
Open Carry Illegal Stop.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those, but Open Carry Illegal Stop.
It's one of the biggest ones on there. It's got 30,000 views already.
Man, I'm not putting you down. That's just, I'm giving you a tip. People always want to go, www.thewebsite.com/blah, blah, 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 blah. The best thing to do is just give us the headline. Give it to me. All right, we'll be right back. More calls straight ahead.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid and organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, it's very simple. A technocratic ruling class has written countless books and textbooks going back 160 years ago, roughly, 1850s or so in England, the U.S., and Germany. France as well, but mainly those countries, bragging that they would build a technocratic, technological control system, take control of human development, create a subvoid servant class. They envisioned robots. They envisioned atomic weapons by 1900. They really laid out the whole plan. They invented computers at IBM to just track genetics. They envisioned DNA. And undoubtedly had secrets the ancients already had that they've been passing forward through secret societies. They're playing God. And they see us as a disease. And they hire armies of just really nasty people that like to abuse folks for petty power trips and other reasons. And we're in a lot of trouble as a society. Coming up here in 6 or 7 minutes, we're going to get a guest on about the shootings that we've been seeing. And is this a prelude towards bigger staged events ahead of Obama signing an executive order to restrict guns? He did say last week, we can pull it up in the Hill newspaper, that he may implement everything in the Cybersecurity Act, tracking the web, getting rid of due process, internet taxes, tracking, you know, internet IDs, internet blacklist, and banning semi-autos and online ammo sales and things. He said he may do executive order. You saw that in the news. And undoubtedly, I've looked at these. They lean heavily towards false flag. We have a government that's done these before. Don't forget Fast and Furious. It has all the classic MO. We have to look at that. That's coming up in a moment. But right now, let's go to Bryce in Missouri. Bryce, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I got some good news to share. I've been talking to a lot of different Christian groups and Christian people out there about what's going on. And granted, most of those people look at me like deer in the headlights, but some people kind of actually know some bits and pieces but aren't really connecting the dots and stuff like that. So I've been just passing out this movie and actually showed it in our own Sunday school class. And it's really receiving well reviews. And
what movie is that again?
Yeah, Panacea, The Cure for Humankind.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I'll have to send me a copy.
Well, I actually contacted Rob a few times, and he says he can see what he can do. And even, like, even get Pastor Mac, the guy who's been interviewed on there. I mean, he's like no other pastor out there. I mean, there's very few pastors, let's just say that, that are really in tune with the truth and stuff. So, but, yeah, I mean, and I'm getting, like, really reviews and stuff. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous here. But one thing that I've done, I have noticed is that there's a lot of people out there who aren't Christian, who are more in tune with the devil's lies than the Christians are. So it's like, I think that we really need to get up there and...
well, yeah, that's because most Christians are going to zombie churches. I appreciate your call. Most of these churches are government run through the 501c3 and through their denominations, taken over by the National Council and then World Council of Churches. I mean, they brag about it. You're taught to be a slave. You're taught to worship tyranny. You're taught to go to sleep and wait for the rapture, and that's the end of it. While the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket, because the preachers tell us 1987 is the rapture, and 1990, and 95, and 97, and 2000, and 2010, and 2011, and 2012, and the New Agers, it's the end of the world in December, and it's never the end of the world. It's the end of freedom, end of everything decent. Everybody's just waiting for it all to end. You know, I'm just going to cover what's happening and what the globalists are doing to us. More than 100,000 preachers have been hired, part of clergy response team. They love it. They're little secret agents spying on their flock, creeping around. I mean, these are just despicable, un-American trash, cowardly filth, who just want to get money from the globalists, the bankers, occupation force, their collaborators. To use a fictional account, it's like, which is based on real accounts of things that happen, it's like Red Dawn, where the mayor and the preacher are ratting everybody out. This is, they'll stand there while we're lined up and shot and love it. They bow to evil. Of the devil's right hand. These churches are the devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. The devil's right hand. Mama said the preachers were the devil's right hand. These modern preachers. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex. Worldwide Transmission. How do you hear?
I'm good, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to know if you heard Obama's latest comments. It sounded like he was talking to children, and he was saying, now we're a family, and we have this violence. We have to do something about this, and he had a lot of pauses. And he said, we're going to have to make some tough decisions as a family.
And, who said that?
The lines there.
Who said that?
Obama. I just heard it when I was getting off work today at 6 a.m.
Well, guys, pull up Obama's statements on guns. It was on guns, correct?
Yes. Well, you know what? He didn't say it was on guns. He just said that we're a family. We're going to have to do something about this violence, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter if there's been a 0.1 increase in mass shootings above five people since 1992, Justice Department's own numbers. It doesn't matter if it's way down the list, shootings, period. It doesn't matter if cities where they've taken all the guns like New York and Chicago are cesspits of crime and victim disarmament and abuse. It doesn't matter. Yeah, no, he's getting ready for the executive order. He said, he said last week, I may sign an executive order banning all semi-autos. And then they dream of making examples of people. I just saw the footage of a guy called in about himself in Pennsylvania with an open carry, and the cops come up with their guns. And the guy says, you know it's legal for me to have a gun. They're like, we don't care. We don't follow the Constitution anymore. And they were watching it during the break. They say, we don't follow the Constitution anymore because the president doesn't. And that's what it is. And they want the guns so the foreign banks can bring this country down. And, I mean, it's just a lawless murder crew. What about the thousands that died, Mr. Criminal President, because you shipped guns into Mexico to blame our Second Amendment, you stinking piece of trash? Go ahead. I mean, so what else did you hear Obama say? Hell, I'll pull it up right now. Go ahead.
Well, that's all I heard him say about that. But then you were also talking about race, and this almost sounds racist for me to say this, but I think I should tell you about this story. When I in 1989, I bought a house. I'm very white. I'm a very white person. But I bought a house in the city. I was the only white person in the house, and I was welcomed into that neighborhood so warmly, and I lived there for 13 years, and there was never any friction that I noticed. I treated them with respect. They treated me with respect, and I just think it's so racist that I have to bring this up. But that's the way you do it. You just get along with other human beings.
That's multiculturalism is about getting everybody so scared of each other that no one communicates with each other. That's what this. Listen, all the modern liberals went to schools. They're all racist, including the black ones. They love it. I mean, I've seen black people talk bad about that. Listen, they're pimps. They want to run broke down people. Okay, that's the bottom line here. And they know exactly what they're doing. They're experts at it. And I can't tell you how many people, when I years ago had time to do it, I would go protest abortion clinics. Yes, folks, I've done that. And people come up and say, you don't want those black babies. That's a standard deal. And I'd say, actually, there's statistics showing that there are Christian organizations that are trying to adopt even more black babies than are even being aborted. And there's more, way more adoptions each year than there are people giving them up for adoption. And by the way, my family adopted a unwanted Korean child from Korea. Okay? I mean, there's such a premium on snatching up all the white kids for CPS to be sold off to rich white people and others, but also globalists like to kill them. That goes on a lot. That, it wasn't an issue, but it's like, well, what type of child, should we try to get? Because my mom couldn't have children after me. Well, I remember going talking to communities, people that were adopting Korean children. The point is that there's a huge lack of children to be adopted. People who have children and can't have anymore know how great and loving and good children are. We may adopt someday if we don't have more children. We've got three. And I'll just be quite frank about it. I mean, I might adopt five children. One reason I do want to actually make some money and keep some money, I want to take care of children. I want to protect them and build them up and see them strong. And there's all these people lined up that want to adopt children. And they got black liberal groups that fight to keep whites from adopting black children. They'd rather have them chopped up and thrown in a trash can or used for medical experiments. And that's the liberal parasite black leaders, because they're not liberals. I mean, Margaret Sanger says, she said, we're going to hire blacks, we're going to call ourselves liberal, we're going to kill these people. And you know what? They kill them. They kill them good. And, you try to talk to the average, wrapped out, New World ordered out black person, say 20-year-old male, they'll just laugh at you. I've tried, and they're like, shut up, you white idiot. You don't want to sit there and tell me, oh, yeah, right. They don't want to hear about it. They just want to feel like they're winners. Just like the yuppies want to feel like Romney's going to save them. It's fantasy world. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with our guests, and then we'll get to your calls before the show ends, those that are holding. People like Freedom Fighter in Texas and others. But it's delusion. People just want to believe they're winning. They just want to believe they're on the winning team. Yeah, I voted for Obama, they say, because you know why? We're moving up in the world. Moving on up, moving on up. Oh, yeah, you're moving on up. Half your people are murdered before they're even born. And I'm just sick of it all. I mean, I think about it. It just makes me want to throw up. And then, they're killing the black babies. They're hunting the white babies because people want them. Hunting them. I've been hunted at the hospital. Honey, will you take this downstairs to the nurse first time? And I will come back. My wife said, that lady was asking me how much money we got, if I'm nice to you, if we're doing okay. And then I put in the computer. And the next time I had a child, I said, you're putting that into a health department database with the CPS. She's like, yes. And why are you asking? He had this predatory look. And I said, you need to get that look off your face. I know you sit here and like a big spider prey on people all day. CPS is five times more. I mean, you know, I don't play games with people anymore. You got all these spider people that serve the system because they think some black uniform is behind them. They got power. All you got's the cancer water you drink, scum.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, a few weeks ago we had him sit in as a guest host. He did a great job. I wanted to get him on for a little bit of this hour. Holland Vanden Neuenhoff's the writer, one of the researchers on the amazing film that we sell. In fact, here it is right here, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 95. And we warn of new false flags by this administration because the Justice Department a lot of the folks in the Justice Department at that time in 95 are the ones that were all over and heavily involved in Oklahoma City. We have this from survivors, police officers, the inventor of the neutron bomb, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the late Hoppy Heidelberg. We have family members of the police officer, cop of the year, who was murdered for seeing the feds carry out the attack. And he wouldn't shut up. It's an award-winning film available at InfoWarsShop.com. A Noble Lie, 1995. But the reason I've got him popping in is, you know, he's a former Marine himself and a researcher. And we have been saying, that's why I'm in the film, it's why I promoted it so much, is I said they're going to stage terror attacks, mass shootings, bombings. And I believe this is a lead up. And now Obama's talking about executive orders to go after our guns. Holland Van Den Nieuwen, officer native of Oklahoma, formerly served the U.S. Marine as a rifle squad leader. His broadcasting career is in 2007 as Radio Free Oklahoma. He's now syndicated in different areas of the United States, and he joins us here today. Holland, first off, great job doing the show one day last week. I guess it was last Monday, wasn't it? And it's great to have you here with us. I haven't gotten your take on these latest shootings, but, boy, it sure fits the mold of all the past operations. We got the president of the Sikh seeing guys casing and all these witnesses seeing four people shooting. You got the Southern Poverty Law Center all over it. We know most of these white supremacist groups are just filled with feds. Did they shoot one of their own patsies? Did a cop show up and shoot one of the operatives? All I know is that this is the season for them to pull this off with five bills introduced to ban all semi-autos in this country.
Well, there is no doubt that an agenda is at play. Gun control was dead before these mass shootings because of Fast and Furious, which is no longer in the headlines, which killed up to 2,000 people, which is by definition a false flag attack, inflicting a wound upon yourself or another person and blaming it on someone else to fulfill a political agenda. So we see what is happening. We can look in the past. We can look at the Oklahoma City bombing. Of course, in A Noble Lie, we examine that. Some of those same people are back in power, including Eric Holder, who was Assistant Attorney General of the United States in the cover-up of the Oklahoma City bombing. He's now Attorney General of the United States. He directly executed Fast and Furious and is now overseeing this new wave of gun crimes that just appeared out of nowhere, these mass shootings. And the funny thing is, when you look at these mass shootings, when you look at other mass shootings that happen across the nation, there's not this huge level of evidence of government involvement. These past three shootings, the Sikh shooting in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, the Aurora shooting and the Tucson shooting, have Black Ops fingerprints all over them. And when you look at other mass shootings in history, you don't see that. And we see the agenda they're pushing, which is gun control, which was dead before these attacks. And we can look in the past, how have they got gun control executed in other first world countries? In Britain, you have the Dunblane massacre at the primary school, where someone who is connected to a politically protected pedophile ring walked into a primary school and shot 16 grade schoolers and their teachers, killed them. And of course, the Firearms Amendment Act in Britain after that totally banned firearms. You have the Port Arthur massacre in Australia, which had Black Ops fingerprints all over it.
And the premier even said, we need a mass shooting to get their guns, and then it happened. And then we have Operation Gladio, where NATO and the Pentagon has been caught doing hundreds of these in Europe, including theater shootings. I mean, this is their specialty, to take liberties.
Exactly. At some point, they have to take the guns out of our hands. The agenda can only advance so far while we have the power to defend ourselves. And there is a very entrenched gun culture in this country, very entrenched in contrast perhaps to Britain and Australia and other countries that have outright banned guns. Very strong. In fact, after the Aurora shooting, I believe Reuters showed that gun views on gun ownership had changed not at all.
Well, so, actually, some polls show people got more pro-gun and gun sales doubled on top of even the previous record, yes. Yeah, all we've got left in American culture is basically the gun culture. It cuts across the lines. People are all buying guns. We're winning. They're losing. They're panicking.
Exactly. So maybe this formula isn't exactly working, because the response I see in my fellow countrymen in response to these attacks is, well, I need a gun. Well, I do live in Oklahoma, of course, which has the highest rate of gun ownership in the country. But I don't think it's quite working. So I wonder if they're going to have to change up the formula a little to try to effect change.
Absolutely. Let's come back and break down some of the anomalies and get into some of the other news with our guest, Holland Van Den Nieuwenhoff. The film is A Noble Lie. We sell it discounted for the free citizen rulebook at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it.
Make no mistake, we are in an info war with vicious criminals.
You've got it.
Who are only held back in their evil by what they can get away with. Now remember, it's now in the news. Like I told you last week, we had whistleblowers here in Austin. You notice it broke nationwide before I could collate it all, because there's so much that the IRS, in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars per home. This is in the Associated Press. It's in Accounting Today. That in Austin, Texas, in 154 mailing addresses that were used 1,000 or more times, 10 individual addresses were used for 53,994 tax returns, resulting in the processing of $86.4 million in 10 individual addresses. And that's exactly, but what you're not seeing in the news is we haven't gotten our report out yet, because our whistleblowers are so scared. And it's like, this is other whistleblowers. The government, I guess, heard us talk about it, or it's come to a head. Look, the word is the mutiny is so bad here at the biggest IRS tax center in the country for five states, but also for other states, but everything for five states for the Occupational Federal Reserve and its collaborators. That's what it is. They brag they've conquered us. That's not me just saying we've been occupied. I mean, they say that, literally. That they've been told retroactively, even though the law doesn't say it, just start saying that retirees can't use their own pension money and retroactively demand, after somebody's been retired, usually for about a decade, millions of dollars on hundreds of thousands they've pulled out of retirement with penalties and interest. They say over 70% of what they're taking is retirees' homes. And the worst thing that's crippling them is there's all this fraud with the tax ID numbers they're ordered to give illegals, selectively enforced, so they can do this as an incentive to come here, just like the free. I mean, I went, my finger basically chopped off once and couldn't get medical care, but the illegals were just going right in front of me. I had an insurance card, everything. They're like, you're scum, get back. Because it's all mandated to bring people in here to break down the country. And so there's scam on scam, and it's all being reported on by AP, WorldNet Daily, but it's a lot deeper. So I'm going to get the full report out in the next few days. And I'm trying to twist their arms into coming in here so we can black their faces out and, you know, tell the story. And the reason I'm getting into this is the crime is so huge that it goes into what we learned a couple of years ago. It was even in AP Bloomberg that in 99, the top insurance company sat down with the Department of Defense and said, we'd like to keep the trillion plus dollars of death benefits. When you're in the military, they ask you, do you want part of your check taken out to be put in an extra life insurance policy? Well, all this money piled up since World War II, right through current wars, they just don't give you that money. And they allow them to send something to your widow or widower saying, sign here, you'll get the money. And the fine print is they take your money. I mean, folks, these are criminals of the most hardcore type. And so the IRS is freaking out. It's so criminal that they know that when the illegals use your Social Security number, it's not just the tax ID, but that with another tax ID that doesn't match, they're able to set stuff up. They get tax returns, your accounts get seized, you get in trouble, and they're actually taking people's money of people they know are innocent. And that was what was finally too much. It's one thing to steal an old lady's house. They kind of like that, some of them. But it's another thing to know that it isn't even a retroactive tax deal. They give out the numbers, people run scams under your name, then they take your property. This criminal government wants to destroy this country. That's not just talk, that's happening. Going back to the maker, one of the writers and producers of the incredible film A Noble Lie, Holland van der Neuenhoff, it's available at InfoWarsShop.com, as I mentioned. I bring this up in relation to the mass shootings. If you've got Operation Gladio, hundreds of mass shootings and bombings over Europe, 60s, 70s, 80s, by NATO, posing as political enemies they want to blame, patsies framed, Fast and Furious, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Ajax, Operation Northwoods, countless other events, and that these guys all have military psychiatrists or an army psyops. Let's talk about the last two shootings, what's happening here. But first, what do you make of the fact that the system is so incredibly off the chart evil, and what will they do next?
Well, it's chilling. They are cold-blooded. That cannot be denied. I mean, I have been, you know, and all of us have been, of course you have been too, also hip deep in studying these deep state events for over a decade or more. And when it happens again and again and again, it's still shocking that they're willing to stoop to such level to advance a political agenda. But it cannot be denied. It cannot be denied at all. When you see these shootings with links to military intelligence, psychological warfare operations, Pentagon shrinks to DARPA super soldier programs. I mean, there's not a whole lot of people in this country that are involved in these types of programs, and they're all conducting mass shootings at a time when it's very politically convenient for them to be doing so. And you have the gag orders on the court documents. In fact, the Jared Lee Loughner case, the Tucson shooting, apparently he pled guilty, so there's going to be no examination of that evidence. People on the scene saw other shooters. There were more bullets fired than the magazine in his gun held. There were a lot of things about the Jared Lee Loughner case that are not going to be examined because there's not going to be a trial. We can fully expect the same with the Batman massacre. And with this shooting, the Sikh shooting, the perpetrator apparently, last word, killed himself. So, of course, there's not going to be a trial. So you see just the media manipulating the story, no critical examination, no trial. I mean, not that the trial is going to achieve justice, but at least the evidence will be put forth through the gauntlet of some kind of examination, and it can be examined to see if it's true or not. We're not even going to get that. So we can only assume that these events are going to continue and get worse until they achieve their goal of removing guns from the hands of Americans. They've already stepped in into a pool of blood with this. They've already killed dozens of people trying to do this for this one action. They're not going to stop. They may make it increase. And that's something I've said out time and time again. One of the double-edged sword of this information war that we are winning is that as more people become awake and refuse to cooperate with these horrific agendas, the elite controllers or whoever they are, whatever you want to call them, they get desperate.
Well, they see it as stimuli. I mean, they write about false flag and army manuals. It's public. They have to give us the fear stimuli. They see this as cold-blooded science, and we're lab rats. And you just have a drugged-out patsy you roll in who can't even talk, and then a year later they have them plead guilty. It's the same story over and over and over again. But now Obama is saying he may sign an executive order banning our semi-autos, and it's getting almost no attention.
Well, there's a precedent for that. I believe George Bush Sr. back in 1990 banned assault weapons in the state of California because of a perceived wave of increased assault weapon ban, whatever you want to call an assault weapon. What is little known about that is that there was a massive non-compliance in the state of California with turning in assault weapons. So they just kind of dropped the issue. They didn't want attention being brought on the fact that people were not obeying the law, this unconstitutional gun ban. They weren't obeying it, so they just kind of dropped it. They didn't want to start a fight at that stage in the game, but maybe they're ready to start a fight now. I hope not, because I don't want it to come to that, but I am not giving up my guns, and a good portion of the entrenched gun culture in this country will not give up their guns. Perhaps that's why we see the militarization of the police stepping up at such an increased rate.
I can say to the cops is, if they try to launch this civil war, if the social engineers do, they're going to pick people out who they think are kooky to sell the ideas that those that have guns are bad, like the Davidians. They already tried this, but people instinctively get that. And they'll pick out some people, some more Ruby Ridges, burn out some houses, kill some people to try to scare us. I still don't get globalist psychology because they think we're like them. And I just wouldn't want to be the police and military trying to carry this out after they conduct some massacres, because it is going to become very dangerous to be one of them.
Exactly. I mean, this military is having a pretty hard time overseas fighting people in the desert with in guerrilla warfare, which is actually the worst place in the world to conduct guerrilla warfare. Bring it to this country where you have millions and millions of trained gun owners, most of them military veterans themselves, in this terrain, unwilling to give up their freedoms with a solid tradition of freedom and their individual rights. Something really to fight for. They're just not being paid to pull off a suicide bombing. In this country, we will be fighting for our rights and the future rights of our children. I truly feel sorry for any police or military force that attempts to take away our guns by force. And the fact is, a lot of the military is not going to comply. They're going to have a real hard time on their hands. Perhaps that's the role that the UN will play in this gun confiscation. I don't know. We shall see. But once again, I feel sorry for them. I was in the Marines. I was in the infantry. I know how it works. And I know that people say, well, the military is so powerful, you can't fight them. Yeah, I don't want to fight our military. I've been in the military. But they... asymmetric warfare dictates that we have the advantage. This is a new paradigm of warfare that the military is experiencing in Afghanistan and Iraq, where they are having a hard time.
Look, you don't even need guns. If you're angry and somebody's done something wrong to your family, if you got a hammer and you've got the element of surprise, you can get all the weapons you want. If you're willing to kill, nothing can stop you if you're willing to sell your life for theirs. And I'm telling you, that's going to get triggered in this country.
Exactly. And I wonder how they're going to overcome that. Have they taken that into their calculations? Because I'm looking at the scoreboard and I'm saying, you have no chance. You have no chance of taking
away. I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're just getting this ready right now. They'll probably release a bioweapon. They'll probably kill 100 million people if they go with that playbook. And then everybody will just be so shut down, they'll roll in later saying it's a disaster. If you want food, if you want aid, give us your guns. That's probably the move.
Or they stir up, you know, sectarian hatred in this country when we fight each other
race
rather
war.
Than our friends.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Exactly. So maybe we expend all our energy and our ammunition on each other.
Well, that's just like Mossad and British intel and U.S. all got caught dressed up like Sunnis attacking Shiites to get them killing each other in 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, because they needed to have a simulant of combat to say there was terrorism. They would get the Shiites and Sunnis killing each other.
Exactly. And that was the great surge that they claim won the Iraq war was actually paying off different militias in Baghdad and other contested provinces to wipe out their opponents, just paying them to wipe them out. It was a bloodbath. It was a massacre. So maybe that's the model, perhaps the model they will choose here. We just have to remember that if they do try to do it, we must remember who our true enemy is and not be sucked into this trap,
Let's say the American people are like the Shiites and the cops are like the Sunnis, because that's a smaller group. That's a bigger group, so it'd be the cops are more like the Shiites, the public would be like the Sunnis. They plan on playing us off against each other. That's divide and conquer. That's the program right there.
And then you have the central authority with their guns, the government coming in to restore peace and taking away all our firearms. Maybe that's the model they'll follow, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. That the fact that you and I are talking about this, Alex, that the world is talking about this information war that we are winning, that you are leading, we are waking up. The fact that these gun control, these gun massacres have not worked to change public opinion means that we are winning the information war. I think we are catching up and maybe surpassing them in the way to process information and catching on to their game. Their methods may be coming obsolete. And hopefully so.
I think that's an astute point, and I don't think, Holland, you're just putting a good face on that. The organic brain, hundreds of millions of us really awake, our people watching everywhere. Every time they stage an event now, our people are catching them, whether it's the underwear bomber, you name it. That's shaking them up. They admit that. Whistleblowers is what they're mainly using the NSA to watch for now. But people are like, look, I can't take old ladies' houses for no reason. It's not like it's some rich guy that didn't even pay or whatever. So they're rebelling. I mean, it's reaching a point of the corruption cresting. But listen, the globalists are hubris, arrogant, bravado, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, fueled. They're crazy. I mean, they may go ahead.
And they're surrounded by yes men. They're surrounded by yes men too, who tell them what they want to hear. So they're suffering from an information deficit also. I mean, I obviously, in our work on the Oklahoma City bombing with the Noble Lie, that happened in 1995. That was in the very infancy of the internet. Most people didn't have internet access in their homes, so the dissemination of information was not nearly as rapid as it is today. With these events now, like I've said before, the shell casings are still warm on the floor and people are digging up dirt on the official story. I think we're catching up, and that's why we see these concurrent efforts in Congress and other venues to destroy the internet with SIPSA and SOPA and so forth. They want to curtail the information revolution. They want to take away our guns. It is a full spectrum attack, and really, that's not bad news because we are winning thus far. The fact that we are still exercising our freedom, talking about these issues, educating our fellow human beings about what is really going on.
That's right. Just having the will to get in these murderers' face and say, do whatever you got to do. We're coming at you and we're not backing off. That right there, when you've got good on your side, is an immovable force. If more of us just stand up and start walking at the enemy, nothing can stop us.
And there are more people awake out there than we ever know. I mean, I've seen there's a lot of people who are awake and just they're passive right now because they think they're powerless. And so at the same time that we're trying to wake people up, we also have to convince them and let them know. We don't have to talk them into anything. Let them know how much power they have to change what is going on. Because when you have this steel pool of apathy, one little pebble in there sends ripples across the entire pond. You keep on doing that, or you drop a boulder every now and then, and you've changed the whole game. So as long as we continue to make our efforts, never surrender, because we have everything to lose and nothing to gain by surrender. We will win this. I am fully confident.
Absolutely, and we have no future if we don't. I mean, it's not like this is just some corrupt group that wants to run stuff. These are eugenicists. They have a hellish future planned for us. We've already seen the opening salvos of that. But for the average person out there, who does feel powerless, they need to understand every little thing they do together really will move mountains. And that's a problem, though. And I want to be clear. Just 5-6 years ago, the globalists were still very arrogant, and so they were weak. Now they're scared. Their white papers are scared. Now they're paying attention. And so they're going to pull all sorts of stuff. Now they know they're losing the initiative and that we're gaining the initiative. And so watch out, folks. They're no longer just being arrogant anymore. Now they're beginning to understand.
Yeah, they are desperate psychopaths right now, and that is very dangerous. Like I said, the double-edged sword. This is not time to pat ourselves on the back that we figured this out. This is time to be ever more alert. We are dealing with some of those dangerous specimens of the human race in human history with the most power ever reserved to any kind of group. They have it all. They are using technology honed through decades to try to bring about their agenda. It's finally within their grasp, and now they see that it might not happen. And they are going to get very desperate, very bloody. They will kill more and more and more. We must not be demoralized by that. We must still continue the fight. Keep our eyes open. Expose it whenever possible, because they are not going to surrender, just as we cannot.
Well, you're absolutely right. And we are on the march. Their global tyranny is on the run. That's why we're going to see just some insane things happen. I want to talk about what type of targets we think they're going to hit. We've already said shopping malls, churches, and movie theaters, and military bases. They want to get the military angry at the public. We already have a new army report saying the militia and the Tea Party will link up with Al-Qaeda. We told you that was coming. They're preparing the army for war with the Tea Party insurrection. We'll be back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Weapon. they'll blame on Tea Party groups working with Al-Qaeda. Won't matter if the story is ridiculous. I told you I saw that in their mind. I saw that from knowing them, and now they're putting it out in Army reports that the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda. They're going to convert it purely over to saying we're the terrorists. You now see them publicly running Al-Qaeda, as they always have, the foreign banks that run our country. They could release a bioweapon. I see a lot of hype in that in the cards. I mean, they're going to hit us with a lot of stuff at once. A war, a bio release, say Iran did it. It won't matter if the story doesn't make sense because it's all the hype at the moment. And cowards throughout media and government buying what known liars say will enable the official story to at least hang out there. It's important for all of us, because that will be shut down at that point, to understand. We're trying to back them off right now, but this is like the Death Star orbiting, you know, the planet to shoot the moon on the far side to clear the fire. I mean, we're going in, all of us, you the listeners, trying to expose them that they're criminals so that they don't feel like they can get away with it. But if they think they can, the sky's the limit. Holland, Van den Neuenhoff, your comments on the type of targets you think they'll hit.
Well, they are not going to stop. That we can be assured of that, and they do not care about a body count. They've already killed 2,000 people with Fast and Furious trying to get a gun control agenda. That failed. And so they're not going to stop from slaughtering innocents, even more innocents. They may go for children. That was the Dunblane massacre in England that got the modern gun control agenda started in that country. Was a massacre of school children. And of course, in this country, we've seen children killed in schools time and time again, usually by shooters who are doped up on psychotropic substances.
That's right. They wind up a guy who's always under government psychiatric care, usually even PSYOPs, roll him into a McDonald's.
Exactly. And how are they going to get gun control in this country? That's another question. I mean, we're already seeing it in play. We see the threads that they're weaving in these stories. The Sikh shooter, he was on the SPLC's watch list since the year 2000. Of course, you know that the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, is hip deep with Homeland Security. In fact, they serve in an advisory capacity. And in A Noble Lie, which, of course, you can purchase through InfoWars, examining the Oklahoma City bombing, the SPLC had prior knowledge of the Oklahoma City bombing, according to the FBI's own teletypes. In fact, later on, they bragged about having informants in and around McVeigh. So we have the SPLC watching the Sikh shooter also on a watch list that serves Homeland Security. So perhaps people who are being monitored by Homeland Security for suspicious activity or by the SPLC, which is an extension of Homeland Security, perhaps those people will be denied their gun rights. Mental health. We're seeing mental health played up a lot. If you have ODD, oppositional disorder, as defined by the DSM, you might be deprived of your gun rights. And that's not an exaggeration. Recently, I believe in Kentucky or Tennessee, a TV show contestant on the show Preppers, he had all his guns taken away because it was judged that he was mentally ill for stocking up on food.
No, we had him on the show. No judge, no jury, no law. They came and took his guns. This is what they do. I wonder if they can have their guns taken for being terrorists and shipping guns to Mexico.
Of course not. And like you mentioned, the fact that they're wargaming the Tea Party, aligning itself with Al-Qaeda. Well, we see that the military is working with Al-Qaeda overseas. They're just projecting onto us, Al. Like, that's all they're doing.
Yeah, you're right. They're projecting onto us who they are.
Exactly.
I mean, think how crazy that is. The Tea Party is so Islamophobic on average, it'd make your head spin. I mean, you know, the average Tea Party thing, they have dartboards throwing pictures at Bin Laden. Now they say the Tea Party work. I mean, this is a Pentagon report. Incredible information. See you on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.